Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free as we launch here into the third hour of the show. We're here to take your calls about anything, and the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. So we have a full hour remaining, which means plenty of time for you to get your thoughts in on whatever you would like to discuss, whether it is the Democratic National Convention, which we have not yet had a chance to talk about, or our previous conversation, which, for those of you just tuning in, was about the issue of desegregation and whether or not it was necessary to have the federal government step in on that. Is this not the best argument for having a federal government, that they can step in when the states are messing it up, when the states are treading all over people's rights? The federal government, that great rights-respecting organization, can come in there and solve that problem. That's the suggestion. And I know, Johnny Ray, you had some additional thoughts you wanted to share.
Yeah, I had a lot of thoughts, a lot of libertarian dogma flying around in my head. I'm going to keep it brief and go with my original thoughts, namely that I personally feel like state governments cause less evil because they have less resources than the federal government, but they cause plenty of evil. That's just like my opinion, man. So instead, what I do is I consider my own actions and what my own actions best are, and I don't support state governments because they're thieves. They take my money without my consent. They kill people. They kill innocent people.
The state governments kill fewer innocent people than the federal government.
If they
does.
Had their own militaries, who knows what they would do.
Right.
And the theme of this show, one of the themes of this show has been degree rather than kind.
Mm-hmm.
So
same thing with the local governments. I don't consent to them either. Local, state, federal. I'm totally against any amount of coercion being used on peaceful people, and they all do it just at different levels. And at least in the local government, you know who all those folks are. At least in our area, you do, because it's a pretty small place. We do this show from Keene, New Hampshire, and you can personally interact with all the city councilors. You can call them at their house.
One of the city councilors was my landlord when I first moved here.
There you go.
And I ran into him the other day. He was delighted to see me. Of course, he's a politician, and he always makes me feel like he loves me.
Yeah.
But I believe him. He's a sweet guy.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
But you're right. Politicians are pretty smooth at getting you to think that they are just wholesome characters, and then you usually have to dig a little deeper to find out the truth.
So do the feds prevent the states from doing bad things? I don't think so. Not really. I think there's an emergent order. I'm not going to get into it. Stealing is bad and murder is bad, and you shouldn't support it.
Why don't you want to get into the emergent order? That sounds interesting.
Well, all right. It's really kind of a half-baked idea, but
we do love a half-baked idea.
It wouldn't be the first time.
What I was thinking was that civilization advances from step to step through emergent order, people making individual decisions and those aggregating into a result on the world stage.
A natural, voluntary order that comes out of whatever happens.
On NPR today, they were talking to one of the speakers at the, I think it was the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. It might have been a wrap-up from the Republican National Convention, though, and I think it was. My point is, this guy was saying that we lived in a post-racial society, and I believe that. I think that the people growing up now do not think about race the way that my peers did just when I was growing up, such a short time ago. I think the world's moving faster now. I think race is not an issue for people.
I think that's generally true.
And, yes, there are plenty of racists around. But when I say plenty, I mean a tiny minority.
They're loud, though. They're loud and noticeable, and I would imagine you're right that they tend to be on the older side as well, the ones that are most out there about it. That's not to say that those bad ideas won't get passed down from generation to generation, but they are becoming people are less tolerant of racism in their, as far as their friends or family members being racist. They're more likely to speak out against a racist, I think, today than ever in the past, and more likely to ostracize and and at least try to change their minds.
I think that our post-racial society has come about from a lot of brave people who married the person that they loved,
yeah, this
despite
is where,
what their race was.
This is where it comes from, is the people interacting with other people and you know, obviously building strong relationships, marriage being one of them. And
business as well.
Yeah, and businesses, that's absolutely doing business with people. People need to, you know, they need to come in contact with and like the people that, you know, that they fear. And people
right.
do fear what's different. There's no doubt about it, but, you know, this is what's causing it.
Absolutely. I think it's laughable to think that. I think that government always is running out in front of the parade. Mm-hmm. I think it's laughable to think that they somehow made us, with desegregation laws, made us love each other more than we otherwise would have.
I agree.
They may have actually... Okay, so the government's kind of funny. It can get some things done more quickly than the marketplace can, but it can't get them done as well. So, you know, what you want in the marketplace is for people to be treated fairly. Well, they're only going to be treated fairly if other people consider them to be human like themselves. So the government can mandate that businesses not have, you know, a black section, a white section, or not, or serve both colors or whatever. But they can't mandate that the people at the business treat people the same.
Mm-hmm.
They can, you know, sort of, they can say it, but it's not going to happen. So what they end up doing is, like I said before, they create this sort of backlash situation that may make the actual problem of racism go on further.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
through resentment.
Through resentment. And especially, you know, the trying to make up for things that happened in the past and all that kind of thing. It's a really tough situation. And, you know, slavery existed for millennia. It wasn't a black-white thing. And there were, you know, the white slaves in America, black slaves in America. I mean, these things happened, and, you know, it wasn't going to be pretty. We're still coming out of that. And it's slavery isn't just a black-white issue in America. It's, you can still see that citizenship today is essentially just a holdover of slavery in the past. These people in government are claiming to own us.
855-450-FREE, that's 1-855-450-3733. So do you feel like we've covered the relevant aspects of this question?
I'm satisfied. I'll be on again next week.
Excellent, and we look forward to it.
So you say.
You're going to be on again for the remainder of the night, too. And your calls as well, if you make them, 855-450-3733. Charlotte, North Carolina, starting... now, this story came out on, I think it was Saturday. But it's relevant because the Democratic National Convention is happening now. It's going apparently through Thursday this week. And the story is coming from CBSNews.com, where starting on Saturday, someone walking through Charlotte's Central Business District could run afoul of the law by carrying water bottles, hairspray, socks, or magic markers under sweeping security rules enacted ahead of the Democratic National Convention. It would take a particularly strict reading of the rules for someone to be arrested simply for possessing one of those items, but the possibility exists, which worries protesters and free speech advocates. They fear authorities could trample on people's constitutional rights in the name of protecting public safety. In fact, there's another article...
not like it's ever been done, people.
There's another piece over at HoustonFreeThinkers.com where the Houston Freethinkers were detained by police, Homeland Security officers at the Republican National Convention, where they were just, you know, documenting various different things that were going on at the convention, and they noticed that the TSA was actually searching people who were traveling on the Greyhound bus. So they had one of their Viper checkpoints set up. I forget what it was, visible intermodal protection response team or something like that.
We hassle bus riders.
Yeah, so they'll set up these random checkpoints, and they'll go after folks riding on a train or a bus. And so they went to videotape this and found themselves accosted by the Department of Homeland Security, threatening them for filming, told them that they must show their papers or they will be detained for 72 hours. They relented under that particular threat because they didn't want to be detained. They believed their threats. So that's one of the things that happened that we've heard about at the Republican National Convention. But we'll tell you more about what they're planning and doing, what they are doing to protesters. You can't even have a bottle of water? CBSNews.com will give us the rest here. We'll give you the details. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there, including the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. The chat room is built into the same page, so that's what I mean when I say interact. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners while you watch over at cam.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They are the sponsors of our phone lines and longtime sponsors, by the way, of this radio program. Probably one of the longest, if not the longest, sponsor.
Free State Project.
Yeah, the Free State Project been on board for a long time, too. But SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they'll purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner over at freetalklive.com. It's right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. We've got more coming up here about the security procedures that are in place for the Democratic National Convention, which may actually make carrying a water bottle illegal. We'll explain more about that in a moment, but Chris is on the line first, listening to WVTS on the FM side in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to kind of comment on the discussion you were having about the segregation and how further back to the slavery issue. And you had the comment on it has been going on for millennia, and that is absolutely true. It didn't take effect for the masses until the government was able to delegate that it was illegal and that it was not right. But I just wanted to get maybe your thoughts on if the laissez-faire effect was to take hold on our minimum wage system, what do you think the effects would be?
Unemployment would drop significantly. I say that because, speaking for myself, when I first moved up here to New Hampshire, I didn't have a job, and I would have worked just for the networking, just to network with
just
the people,
to get to know people,
just to network with the people who were in the industry that I wanted to be in. I would have worked for dirt cheap, gotten some money to get a little something to pay for my time, but I would have definitely worked for below minimum wage.
Some people work for free. I mean, it's called an internship. It's what I did to get started in radio. I worked for free for 9 months and finally got a, you know, crappy overnight shift on the rock station down in Sarasota, Florida. And that's because I was there and I'd, you know, been there and I'd proven myself as a good worker working for nothing for a while.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to qualify that a little bit. What my answer was that unemployment would drop. Not necessarily so, because we have we've got so many welfare programs going now, that when I was in a position hiring people, I had a devil of a time getting people for the wages that we were offering.
Just because it was more comfortable to be on a welfare check?
Exactly. Exactly so.
So you're talking about in a more free market world, getting rid of the minimum wage would absolutely increase employment, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying that, but I'm qualifying it by saying that it's not necessarily the case. So I'm saying yes, but maybe not, because when I actually was trying to hire people for wages that I would have jumped at, people weren't biting.
I got you. Go ahead, Chris.
And what do you feel the medium income for the nation would, do you think that would raise or lower, or do you feel like that just the numbers of the unemployment dropping would be a sufficient driver to the economy to increase the rates?
It would be a tremendous change to the economy and in a bunch of different ways. And, you know, sadly, we can't guess all of the different ways that it would change, because, you know, we have not seen this world where you have a free market.
But you know that there are studies that show that when they increase the minimum wage, people get fired.
That's absolutely true. You know, that much is true. But in oftentimes big businesses wouldn't have the advantage of using government collusion to drive out small businesses. So you'd likely see people working for themselves. You'd see much more localized economies in that way. You know, in smaller economies, you'd probably have fewer sort of big, giant, global-type businesses out there. And you'd also, because, I mean, you know, when you want to look for people who are working for less than minimum wage, start looking at the small business owner. That's the person that's working for less than minimum wage.
Yeah, for sure.
And the government has no protections for that individual, because that individual is hoping to make something better for themselves in the future. And Free Talk Live was free basically we worked for free for years on this program before we actually started making our own money and had grown it enough to make money here. So, you know, those things are absolutely true. There's no way to quantify what the wages would be like, because you're dealing in today in $2012, and they're changing constantly. The government's printing them up.
Right. Yeah. What if we actually had a value-backed currency, for instance? What would that do to the average wage? So we're just talking about numbers there. But if you actually look at the current wages and who makes minimum wage, what you end up finding is that most people make more than the minimum wage. Certainly the wage earner, the primary wage earner in any given household, I think it's in the like 97th percentile or whatever. Yeah, most, like, super, super majority of them are making above minimum wage.
Less than 5% of people making a minimum wage are the primary earner in the household.
Right. So generally what happens when the minimum wage goes up is that business owners can only do certain things to respond to it. One, they can cut costs. They can cut costs by cutting employees, which is, you know, generally one of the biggest costs of running any business. So cut employees and then make it so Johnny Ray has to clean twice as fast as before. Or you can cut costs on the product side and, you know, make, if you're doing manufacturing, for instance, start making things out of cheap materials and cut down the quality side of the product that you're putting out there. So cut labor costs, cut product costs. Those are two responses that are possible. Let's see. What are some of the other things business owners can do in response?
Let employees go.
That's why I said cut labor costs.
Shut down.
They could totally shut down. Yeah, if a business is completely on the edge, you know, they're barely getting the bills paid, it may not even be worth continuing.
Some farms in the Southwest have just picked up and moved over the border to Mexico. I mean, this is, it's the minimum wage laws to some extent that have driven labor out of the United States. And now, as China is becoming an emergent marketplace, wages are going up there. I mean, you're seeing there what you saw in the United States between the 1870s and the 1890s, which is that wages doubled in this country in the course of two decades. And that's only happened in a very few places around the globe at very specific times, and all of them have to do with people being sort of hands-off as far as the economy goes. It happened in China, and now China's essentially pricing itself out of industries like furniture and things like that.
And if you can't cut the cost of the product and you can't cut the labor costs, then you can always raise the cost of the product, which, of course, means that other companies from around the world will be more competitive with you, and it'll be more difficult for you to sell those products because you'll be raising the price. Chris, did we answer your question?
Yes, that was a great discussion, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you making it tonight, sir. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It shouldn't be a crime for me or Johnny Ray or whoever to agree to work for less than what the average person is working for.
Absolutely.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We do this thing 7 nights a week live, and if you miss a moment, don't worry. We've got archives that go back for years. You can go click and download as many as you want over at freetalklive.com. So click and enjoy, and know that it's brought to you by great sponsors, which we'll tell you a little bit about one of them here in a moment.
Yeah, Memory Dealers. .com. Over there at memorydealers.com, they're very excited about the ideas of Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin is an online internet currency. It's peer-to-peer, open source, and you can find out more by going to weusecoins.org. Every day, more and more businesses are taking Bitcoins. They are increasing in value month after month. And I think they're a very exciting thing, and as does Memory Dealers. If you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, you can buy them from memorydealers.com.
Yes, indeed. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Going right back to your phone calls. Ladies come first, and then if we get a chance, we'll tell you more about the ridiculous security rules in place for the Democratic National Convention. First, Ingrid is on the line in Maryland. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
I'm calling about the Bradley Manning protest coming up this Thursday on the 6th.
Tell me more.
In August, like a bunch of Marines had occupied some of the California Obama offices. So
that's right.
Thursday, when President Obama was giving his nomination speech all across the USA, people are going to be occupying his campaign offices and then trying to get the word out for Bradley Manning.
Excellent. So a nationwide campaign office. So is it just for Obama campaign offices, or is it the Democratic Party? Because I know that around here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's only, like, the Democratic Party campaign office.
Well, we're hosting them at about, like, 36 cities so far. It's mostly Obama offices and then also a few Democratic Party offices. And
gotcha.
If people go to the Braille Manning Network, which is braillemanning.org, they can look online and then find their city and then hook up with people.
Excellent. BradleyManning.org. And you said it's this Thursday, so coming up in 2 days.
That's correct.
And it will be during his acceptance speech? When? What time is that? Is that going to be at nighttime?
His acceptance speech is going to be at nighttime, but some people are hosting it during the day. I know in D.C. we're going to be doing it at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So it really depends on the city.
So if this is being planned ahead, they're going to know you guys are coming.
Yeah, that's true. They will.
Well, we're kind of expecting that, and some of us are planning on risking arrest.
Epic.
That, but hopefully it's going to be
planning on what? I'm sorry.
Risking arrest. Well, anytime you're going to do a sit-in, you're risking arrest, right? Whether you're planning it in advance or announcing what you're planning in advance or not, if you go into a political office of some sort, some office holder, or in this case, the offices of the party or a campaign, and you decide to stay somewhere where you're not wanted, and it will be quick before they, you know, it won't be long before they tell you you're not wanted here and you need to leave.
Right.
And if you don't leave, it'll be a criminal trespassing charge, and then, you know, they'll bring the police in. The police will tell you the same thing if they don't arrest you right away, as they've done to some of us up here in the Keene area when we were arrested at the jail. They did not warn us prior to the arrest. So anytime you're participating in a sit-in, odds are good you're going to be carried out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Well, hopefully it won't come to that, but...
Oh, it will. If you stay, it will. If you stay in the office, it will come to some form of force to get you to leave. And, of course, that's why sit-ins are powerful. It's because, you know, these are peaceful people that are occupying usually a public place, although there have been some private ones, but
sure.
Like public offices where, in theory, people should be able to go and protest, and they should be able to go and ask questions and hopefully get answers. Of course,
yeah, a campaign office seems like a private place to me.
No, I wouldn't say so. Not for a public office, not for a public campaign.
Especially if it's an Obama office, and Obama's the highest ranking military officer in the United States, and he's declared Bradley Manning guilty, and then Bradley Manning is supposed to get a jury of military officers and military enlisted men who's had their highest ranking officer already declare the person that they're trying to find guilty or not guilty guilty. Like, there's a real, real problem.
Don't forget, these campaigns get money from the federal government. They get matching campaign dollars in a lot of cases, and in some cases even more than that, I think. But they get a lot of money from the taxpayers to run these campaigns. So as far as I'm concerned, every one of those campaign offices is public property.
Word.
Unless it's a private campaign, like maybe the Gary Johnson campaign, I haven't heard that they've taken government money. That doesn't mean they wouldn't if it was offered to them. Some libertarian candidates support taking the government money, some don't. So it would just depend on, you know, what his perspective is on that. But this sounds pretty epic. Ingrid, you said there's 30-something cities. It's BradleyManning.org is the website to go and get involved?
And that's correct.
It's exciting. I look forward to hopefully hearing from you or anybody else involved in this. Will you, if you're not in a cage, will you call us and give us an update on Thursday night?
Yeah, Thursday from around, you'll definitely call in.
Appreciate it. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Anything else you wanted to share about the event?
No, that's it. And hopefully people will check it out.
Yeah, good. Sounds exciting. Good luck out there. And anything that can bring more attention, thanks for the call, anything that can bring more attention to what's happening to Bradley Manning is a good thing, and kudos to these brave people who are willing to put their freedom on the line to try to do that. I mean, this guy has been suffering in a cage for, what, 2 years now?
It's going on 2 years. I mean, he was in far worse conditions in Quantico before he got to Leavenworth.
Still yet to see a trial?
The Amnesty International was calling it torture and wanted to get in there to see him, and the United States wasn't going to let them in. And, you know, it just goes to show that the United States loves to point figures at countries like China and Iraq and North Korea and, you know, all these other bad, bad places. But when it comes to these human rights organizations, they want nothing to do with letting them in on their soil. As far as I'm concerned, this Bradley Manning situation also shows just how slow the legal system is. The founding fathers, they had no concept that it would take 2 years of holding somebody in jail without a trial. In this country, you're presumed to be innocent until proven guilty. Bradley Manning hasn't been proven guilty of anything, and he's been in a cage for almost 2 years now, and it's really ridiculous. It used to be speedy trial meant tops a month.
So looking forward to hearing more about exactly what happens. I remember the last, prior to this one that she was talking about, where the folks went into the campaign office, was it Oakland where that happened?
It was over on the West Coast.
It was just recently where that one happened. But there was one like a year ago, or maybe slightly less, where some activists went out in front of, I think it was Fort Hood. They went out and they actually stood in the way of the military vehicles that were going off to war in protest for Bradley Manning. And that was pretty amazing. That was really awesome news because these guys are like the only anything that comes close to an anti-war movement in this country.
They really are. They're, that's all that's left is rallying around Bradley Manning.
So I look forward to hearing more news and hopefully good news about what happens on Thursday. Matt is on the line listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the minimum wage that the gentleman called about.
Yes, sir.
About the minimum wage.
Go for it.
And what I wanted to say was, you know, people talk about, you know, the minimum wage should be this amount or the minimum wage should be that amount. And what people don't talk about is the purchasing power of the dollar and how far it's fallen in the, you know, in the past century. Basically, since the Federal Reserve was made, the dollar has lost, like, 95-98% of its value, something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereas before that time, the dollar pretty much maintained its value pretty evenly for like a couple hundred years.
Also, I'd like to point out that the attachments to the gold standard weren't just stripped away, you know, in 1913 or 1930 or whatever. They were slowly stripped away, and the last attachment ended in 1970. And if you take a look, the
August 15th, 1971.
The 71, thank you. And in that time frame, and if you'll take a look at the depletion of the value of the dollar, it really all started in my lifetime. You know, gasoline, people that are 10 years older than I at 41 can remember gasoline being less than a quarter a gallon, and it just shot up after that.
Matt, if you have more, stand by. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number tonight to get you on in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent. 1-855-450-3733. You take control.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and the remaining moments are here. You can still take control, though. There's still time for you if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We'll jump right back into your phone calls here. Of course, you can bring up anything, and if we get the chance, we'll tell you more about the ridiculous security measures at the Democratic National Convention. But first, Matt's still with us. We're talking about the minimum wage, and Matt, you're in Illinois, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that around here, I noticed since the minimum wage has gone up, fast food places and things have started to charge more.
Not a surprise.
At the same time, I'm sorry?
I said that's not a surprise. You can only cut your costs so far. You can only cut down to, you know, the lowest quality ingredients, and then you can't go any lower. And I'm not saying the fast food guys have done that. If they're raising prices, it's an indicator that they just can't cut any costs or they're not willing to. So their only other solution is to increase the price.
Right. They're doing it, I think, to make up for the amount that they're paying their staff. But at the same time, technology is able to keep prices down on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that you can stretch your dollar, if you really, you know, whether you're making minimum wage or whether you're making a higher wage, is to find things for free. And I'm offering my 5 books for free tomorrow at Amazon.com. And I believe you guys will be doing commercials about that.
That's right. You can go to MWB.freetalklive.com. That's Matthew Wayne Bilotti, and go get those books for free.
So what's the newest one? What's the one that you're just coming out with?
I've come out with the last ones I came out with were the first three that I wrote. And it's called, it's the Black Blade Trilogy. The first one is The Colors of Alberia. The second is The Legacy of the Tariqs. And the third is The Power of the Tech.
That's cool that you have different books, but like, pick one for me and tell me, you know, who should read it. You know, are these all horror books? I mean, are they all one genre? Are they different genres?
That's a fantasy trilogy.
Okay.
So, you know, you start with the first one and you end with the last one. It's like reading one long book. It's like reading The Lord of the Rings. So gotcha. Anybody that's into fantasy, and these have a science fiction twist to it. I won't tell you what that twist is.
That sounds right up your alley, Mark. You love the fantasy sci-fi story.
I do, too.
I don't have one of those the readers that make it so easy to do that, the tablet readers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matt, it always makes me wonder, what do you get out of the deal when you give away your books, your e-books for free, like you're doing tomorrow? It starts tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow and Thursday. And what I'm getting is I'm trying to get my name out there. I'm trying to get recognition. I'm trying to get a fan base. How is anybody going to know about me if they don't hear about me? And if only one or two or three people are reading the books and they come back to me and they tell me it's great,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I get one review or something like that, nobody else is going to know. Nobody is ever going to know. I don't have a publisher to promote me. I don't have a publicist. I'm not a rich millionaire author. So I have to get the ball rolling myself. And this is a way to get the ball rolling. I'm hoping to get crack into the top 100 at Amazon.com. So that when people are looking up books, they see me in the top 100 and they go and once I get up there, people will become interested and start to purchase the book.
That's and they can get those books for free tomorrow and the day after at mwb.freetalklive.com.
Okay, great. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. So back to the story about the Democratic National Convention. According to the – I guess they have some sort of – special law, some kind of sweeping security rules, according to CBSNews.com, that have been acted in ahead of the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. They say that it would take a particularly strict reading of the rules for someone to be arrested for simply possessing something like a water bottle, hairspray, socks, or magic markers. But the possibility earlier this year for extraordinary events ban a long list of actions and items that would otherwise be legal from a more than 100 square block zone in the city.
You notice how it only disturbs free speech advocates and protesters. It doesn't disturb the average American citizen because they don't know
or care
anything about their constitutional rights.
The area includes spots as much as a mile from the sports venues where the Democratic Party events are to be held. The new rules have already been used for events before the convention and will remain on the books after it's over.
Now, is the TSA doing the shakedowns of the DNC this year?
I know that the TSA was searching people getting off Greyhound buses at the Republican National Convention, but I don't know, Mark.
All one big happy incestuous family.
Whether it's TSA or Department of Homeland Security, I don't think really matters.
Isn't that the same
TSA
thing?
Is part of the Department of Homeland Security. According to the post about the RNC, it was DHS that was doing security at the RNC. But anyway, so the point being that these laws or this special law that was enacted for the purpose of this convention happening, it's going to stay on the books after the convention's over. The special rules went into effect at 12:01 in the morning on Saturday, could also bar anyone other than government employees from carrying handbags and backpacks or possessing soda cans, drink coolers.
Oh, two classes of individuals.
Mm-hmm. Scarves, bike helmets, baby strollers, or pets not specifically permitted as service animals. A section banning, quote, a container or object of sufficient weight to be used as a projectile, unquote, could be interpreted to include almost anything from an Apple to an iPhone. Those caught violating any of these prohibitions could be subject to arrest and jail. Similar prohibitions have been placed at past conventions, especially those following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Outside the RNC in 2004, New York police carried out mass arrests, detaining hundreds of people for days in miserable conditions on a Hudson River pier. That was one we told you about a few weeks ago,
yeah.
A couple weeks ago,
where
folks were held captive in an old train station, an old train yard full of oily floors from several trains that had been
stored. Imagine
there.
What that would be like for you, just being held captive there. I mean, there were no facilities there.
Nope. Rain-soaked Republican convention in Tampa earlier this week featured officials banning umbrellas, baseballs, and puppet-making materials. There, the rules went largely untested after only a fraction of the expected protesters showed up due to worries about Hurricane Isaac. Charlotte's Uptown Business District is home to the headquarters of Bank of America, as well as substantial operations for Wells Fargo. The march, they had a march scheduled on Sunday. I don't know how that went. It was expected to draw thousands of protesters. And, the article goes on to talk about more of the history behind these sorts of bans. But
why,
you know,
socks?
Because you could put something in the sock, right? You could put something in it and then swing it around and, in theory, hit somebody with it.
I mean, when you're starting to talk about anything being a weapon, anything really is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like just a way to be able to pick up whoever they want to.
That's exactly what this is. It's they're not going to go after the rich business executive stepping out of his Lexus on his iPhone, but they are going to go after the guy with the bandana on who is holding a water bottle. I mean, they'll be able to target you for anything they want to, and they'll be able to say, well, you're violating our special rules here, and you're under arrest for, fill in the blank, whatever they want to charge this ridiculous crime.
Yeah, you get the free Bradley Manning T-shirt on, you're going to jail. Doesn't matter what you've got in your hand.
Right, and what do you really do about this? I mean, people are upset. The protesters and the free speech advocates are upset. I suppose they can try to file an injunction in the court system, which, of course, is run by the same people that are making these rules in the first place. So we'll see how successful an approach like that would be if anybody actually does file said injunction. And certainly it's too late now. The convention's underway, so it won't really be able to change the situation on the ground. What do you really do about this?
Stop paying your taxes.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. I agree with that completely. It's really the only things you can do are the things that ensure as much personal freedom as you can possibly have. But then again, doing things like stopping paying taxes could result in you being put in a cage. But ultimately, you do have to ask yourself, when will you stop going along to get along? When will you stop just complaining about the things that these people are doing?
When will you stop paying for killer droids who fly through the air?
Which we're also seeing approach at some of these conventions. They had them flying around in Tampa, as I understand it, during the Republican National Convention.
Yeah, they probably weren't armed.
Not yet, but that's coming.
Well, if the police can get away with spying on you from the sky, why shouldn't they be able to kill? At this point, police can kill fleeing felons. Why not be able to shoot lethal or non-lethal weapons from the sky in order to
get people? It's only a matter of when, not if. Spinny in here with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Unless, of course, you decide to do something about it, in which case I'd recommend you get the hell out of wherever you are, especially if it's Charlotte, North Carolina. And Johnny Ray, as someone from North Carolina, would you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project so we can redouble our efforts and team up to actually achieve some liberty in our lifetime. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the Wii thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling Wii or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.